We are now ready to begin the testimony portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 225 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Would you please state your name for the record?
My name is David Corning.
Where do you reside at the present time?
I currently live at 2029 Beaver Road.
That is in Tennessee, correct?
That's correct. I live in Tennessee at the present time.
Has the Beaver Road address always been your principal place of residence?
Yes, I have lived there for over 20 years.
Who lives with you at your current residence?
My wife and two children live there with me.
Have you ever given a deposition before?
I surely have.
How many times have you been deposed?
I don't remember. I know I have given a deposition at least twice previously. I don't recall how many times it actually was.
Let me hand you what I have marked as Exhibit Number 1. Have you seen that document before?
I believe so, yes.
Do you know what it involves?
Yes, I do. This is a copy of my deposition from last September.
Do you remember being deposed in the case of Corning versus Smith?
I don't recall every one of my answers. However, I do recall that an attorney asked me questions kind of like you are doing here.
Do you recall being a plaintiff in another case before that?
Yes, I do.
How many times have you been a plaintiff in a lawsuit?
I believe twice previously.
Did any of those prior cases relate to work done at the Beaver Road property?
Yes, I believe at least one of them did.
Who was the defendant in that lawsuit?
Joe Smith. He was the builder who worked on the renovations with me.
Do you remember why you sued the builder?
I don't remember all of the reasons. Some of the problems had to do with completion of repairs not being finished.
Did you believe that the work was not in proper condition?
Well, I wouldn't say it was not proper. I would say that some items needed to be completed again.
Were you ever able to get the repairs completed that you needed to have finished?
Yes, I did.
How did you meet Mr. Smith?
He was referred to me by my brother.
Did your brother hire him to do repairs?
My brother is a general contractor. He employs many builders to work on projects that he developed around town.
Did your brother recommend Mr. Smith to you to using your own repairs?
That's correct. My brother recommended him to me.
Did your brother ever tell you that Mr. Smith did not have a license to operate as a contractor?
He certainly did not.
Did your brother ever tell you that Mr. Smith had served time in prison before?
No, he certainly didn't.
If your brother had informed you of that, would you have employed Mr. Smith?
Do you mean if my brother informed me that Mr. Smith was in prison before, would I have still employed him?
That's exactly what I'm asking.
I'm sure I absolutely would not have employed him if I had known that.
What repairs did Mr. Smith perform for you in your residence?
He completed many repairs. He put on a new deck in the back of the house.
Is there anything else he completed?
Yes, in addition to the deck, he also redid the flooring on the lower level of the residence.
Can you tell me any other work he did?
He was also involved in finishing the basement.
Who acted as the general contractor for the repairs made to your home?
I believe Mr. Smith did.
Did you have to get any permits before work began at the site?
I don't believe I got the permits. Mr. Smith had somebody get the permits after the repairs began.
Do you recall who that was?
I don't remember the person's name.
Were the permits at the house before the work began?
No, I don't believe that's correct.
Do you know how far after the job began that the permits were obtained?
I don't remember the exact date. However, I believe it was within a couple weeks.
Do you know why the permits were not obtained before work actually started?
I certainly do. Mr. Smith told me that they did not need to be obtained prior to the work beginning.
Why then were the permits obtained later on?
I believe it was after a building inspector stopped by the house and asked to review them. At the time, we did not have any, so he shut us down from doing further repairs until we had permits to proceed.
Do you recall how long you were actually shut down?
I don't remember. It was approximately a week.
Do you remember how far along the repairs were at the time you were closing down?
I believe we were about halfway completed.
Were you helping with the repairs being completed at the time?
I certainly was.
Had you done major repair work on a house before?
I had not really before. That's why I employed Mr. Smith. He was supposed to educate me during the repairs.
Do you think that you learned how to be a general contractor from Mr. Smith?
Yes, I do. It is not that difficult to be trained.
Did you believe you were competent to act as a general contractor then when working for my client on her repairs?
Yes, I did. I worked on all my own repairs in my house and they ended up pretty decent.
Were you the party responsible for the repairs done in my client's house?
Yes, I was. I acted as the general contractor on those repairs.
Were you aware that my client was unhappy with the work completed in her home?
No, I was not. She never indicated that she was.
Is it your testimony that my client never complained to you about the work done in her home?
That's correct.
Do you remember her sending you a letter with a list of repairs she wanted done?
No, I don't remember receiving a letter from her.
Were you aware that my client stopped payment on the last check she submitted to you?
I am painfully aware of that. When she did, it caused me to bounce thousands of personal checks.
Did you ever initiate any efforts to get my client to pay you that final amount?
No, I never bothered. I didn't want to be bothered doing it.
How much money did she pay you for work you performed in her house over the last year?
I don't remember. I believe it was about $50,000.
Your testimony is that she never once complained to you about the quality of the work?
She never complained about it once.